Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. This is our number two. I'm Lynette with you along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, and we'll be talking with Dr. Umat in just a few moments too. But Dr. Mixon, hello. You've been doing this for 25 years with Longevity
years.
Medical Clinics, which of course sponsors the show that we do every week.
Yeah, essentially every Saturday since 1998.
Wow, that is 20. I have a daughter that age, so. And the thing is, you have a passion for it. You have a passion for our patients, for longevity, for people aging, and they don't have to go downhill. You saw this years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was one of the things that used to bother me when I was a country doctor was I would see people for a problem. Mm-hmm. And we would take care of that immediate problem. Their blood pressure was high today, or they were throwing up, or they, you know, had injured themselves. But over time, the trend was downhill. Mm. And people were just getting fatter and slower and started developing cognitive issues over the years. You know, I was a country doctor for 22 years. And so I delivered babies to the babies I delivered.
Yes, yes. You know?
So I kept watching people just kind of that downward course. And then I discovered almost by accident a doctor out of Brussels who was running a very high-end anti-aging clinic over there for very wealthy people. And what he was doing for the really rich folks was just not being addressed to the common man. And so after I investigated and found out, you know what, this is real. There is a whole lot of stuff we can do for people that is not being done because insurance doesn't cover normal. Insurance covers diseases.
You have to get the disease and then have the surgery. They're not going to help you prevent it.
That's right. We can treat the diseases, but getting old is normal. And so insurance doesn't cover treating age. Age is not a disease. Okay. And so the advice that's always being given is you just have to learn to age gracefully. Although aging is indeed the progressive loss of your graces.
Yes.
You know? You're getting slower. You're getting clumsy. You fall down more often. Yeah. You can't see as well.
Things hurt as well.
You can't think as well. Everything is sliding downhill. You can't run. You can't jump. You can't, you know, leap and cavort and dance into the night like you did when you were young. And that is just considered to be a normal and inevitable part of life, but it isn't.
Doesn't have to be.
Right? That's the point. We do have the knowledge and the technology to move people back up that curve to some degree. Now, we don't have the fountain of youth. You're not going to live forever, and I can't make a 70-year-old 20.
No, we do not turn back the clock.
No, and which is why I don't really like the term anti-aging,
right?
Because you lived how many hours you've lived. We're not going to make you live less hours than you've lived. You know, we don't warp space and time. We don't take you back to 1963. But what we can do is alter that trajectory at which your body is headed downhill. Mm-hmm. And in many respects, not every respect, unfortunately, but in many respects, we can stop that decline. And then we can actually reverse the process and help you to get stronger and faster and leaner. We can shift your metabolism so that instead of making fat, your body wants to make muscle.
Wow, okay? Yes.
So that you do get stronger. And so now, because you're stronger, you don't get tired as easy, and you're not having to drag your butt around. Because we can move that metabolism, your belly can start to shrink, and you can start to get leaner along with stronger. There are things that affect our moods. There are six hormones that progressively, obviously, go downhill every year. Your thyroid, pregnenolone, progesterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, testosterone, estradiol, progesterone.
Wow.
All of these things go downhill. And as they're going downhill, the things they do for us in our youth are not being done as well.
Mm.
You know, these are the things that made us strong and fast and lean and resilient in our youth. And as we lose these things that support our body, we are less and less able to make lean tissue. And if you can't make lean tissue, what do you make? Well, you make fat tissue instead.
Mm, okay.
And we are less and less capable of repairing the damage of day-to-day living. And so everything starts to decline in quality, including our thoughts and our emotions and our hopes for the future. And so the whole purpose of Longevity Medical Clinic is to reverse that as much as we can. To use the latest technology, the latest knowledge to help you overcome those normal but undesired changes of aging. Now, because we are treating normal, insurance doesn't want to pay for it. Well, okay, that's it. But then the question is, you know, when the carpet in your house wears out, mm-hmm. does the insurance buy you a new carpet?
No.
No.
We do that. We got to take care of our house.
Yeah. When, you know, the weeds are growing in the lawn, does the insurance company come out and weed the lawn for you?
No. We are expected to maintain that lawn.
Maintaining your home is your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your auto insurance doesn't put oil and gas in your car. Okay. Maintaining your car is your job. Turns out that insurance companies don't maintain your body. They intervene when you get sick. Your job is to maintain your body. Okay? And so if you're willing to maintain your house and you're willing to maintain your car, you should be willing to maintain your body. And if you're not willing to maintain your body, just like stopping maintenance on your house and car, it's going to go downhill and fall apart. And that's the situation I see. Too many people are saying, well, if insurance companies won't pay for it, I'll show them. I'll get slow, fat, weak, dumb, and die.
There you go. But I'm going to buy an expensive car and put my money into that.
Yeah. And I want to take a nice vacation.
Yes.
And, yeah,
but, it's like, oh, this is important too.
But that's,
body.
Yeah. But that's your body and your brain are more important than your vacations, your house, your car, or anything else you own. And so if you are refusing to take care of your body, if you're refusing to do the things you need to do to maintain your body in its robust, most healthy state, you're making some really bad decisions. No, it's your body. It's your right to run it downhill if you want. But I think you ought to come to Longevity Medical Clinic and let us help you be as strong, fast, lean, smart, sexy, and happy as humanly possible, as long as possible, because that's what we do. Okay. We aren't an anti-aging clinic. We're a happy clinic.
I think you're right. Yes. Oh, man. Somebody just the other day says, you're such a happy person. I should have used that and said, well, it's because I go to Longevity.
That's
and
right.
I did say it's because I'm here with my grandkids and my kids. Yeah. But it's true. When you're feeling good, when you've got the energy, you're feeling better. You're feeling smart. You feel happier. Yeah. It's true.
Well, you know, I had my last child when I was 65 years old. Mm-hmm. Ivory was born when I was 65. And, you know, she is the joy of my life. And she and I are out fencing together. And, you know, we're running and jumping and playing. I have no intention of letting myself slide downhill any sooner than I really have to. As long as the technology allows me to get up and run 3 or 4 miles in the morning and lift my body weight and dance into the night, I intend to continue doing it. And I can only do it because of the interventions of my longevity doctor. And Dr. Umat is my doctor.
Yes, that's right. Dr. Umat, she's smiling. Yes.
So, you know, she checks my blood every 3 months or so, and we make whatever tweaks we need to make. And I've, you know, I follow directions and I follow my lifestyle, and I'm, you know, I am not the typical 76-year-old man.
No, you are not. No, no.
So, but that's not anything magical about me. I don't have a special genome. I do not have, you know, I am a eminently unremarkable human specimen, except that at 76, I can run for miles and, you know, jump and leap.
And you're still working a regular job and then some.
Yeah.
Flying all over the country.
That's right, yeah.
You know, writing books.
But I'm having fun.
Doing television, radio shows. You know, yes. And you're having fun.
But why not?
Why not? Yeah. You're living your life.
Well, because I'm living the life the Longevity Medical Clinic allows me to live. And if I can do it, so can every person listening to this radio show. You just have to care enough about yourself to do the things you need to do. And that means you need to go to Longevity. And yes, you need to pay the bills. But the bills are less than the average American's car payment.
There you go. Yes, and that's the amazing thing right there.
If your car is more valuable to you than your brain and your body, well, okay, that's your choice. But I think it's a foolish choice.
Yes. There you go. Well, the first step, Dr. Mixon, is having you come in. We want to meet you at Longevity, and we've made it easy by offering you still that free health analysis appointment. It's just two tests, a blood test and something we call an in-body test, right?
Yeah, and that's going to measure the amount of fat and muscle in all four extremities and in your abdomen. And that'll, those two tests between them will give us a very good idea of how much risk you're at in real problems in the next little bit. If you are at significant risk, we will then suggest you go ahead and have a full blood panel. And the big panel is, it's just under $600, but you get about $2,500 worth of lab work for $600. And you get a full hour sitting down with one of our doctors to go over all your labs and tell you what we think you're going to need to function at your absolute best. Mm-hmm. Then you get a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want to become a patient at Longevity and let us do those things? Or do you want to go back to your ordinary declining lifestyle?
And there you go.
Again, you're a grown-up.
And you're not being mean. You're giving us reality.
Yes.
This is what happens.
This
you don't get better with age unless you work hard at it.
That's right. Well, it's not that hard of work, actually.
No.
But no, it's...
maintaining.
You have to do the maintenance. Mm-hmm. That's what it really comes down to.
Get into Longevity. We've got three locations for you. One in Kirkland, one in Tacoma, and one in Linwood. You can do one of two things. Simply give us a call at 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or you can go to our website and you can sign up there. Go to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. And pick the location that's best for you, whether it's Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. Pick the day and time that work best for you, too, in your busy schedule. And then answer a few health questions. Come on in. We'll see you and we'll get you started on your health journey so that you can be
stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and of course,
happier. Months from now, years from now. I love it when we have patients call in on our show and say, I've been with you since the beginning.
Yes.
I've been with you for a year and I feel better than I ever have, or 15 years, whatever it is. We would love to hear from you and we want you to be that way too. I'll give you that phone number again, 866-86-YOUNG. And because we are pre-recorded show today with lots of good information for you, we're not taking phone calls. However, we are featuring some of our favorite phone calls, and we'll be back with more from Dr. Samira Umat in just a moment. And don't forget, we'll be back live in the studio next week.
Next week, there will be phone calls again.
Absolutely.
Living on love.
Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette Morgan. So glad to have you along, and thank you for joining us. Do want to let you know, today is a pre-recorded show, so we won't be taking any live phone calls, but we are going to feature some of our favorite phone calls from this year. So stay tuned for lots of information, perhaps that you missed prior in our other shows. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and it's brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics.
Well, yeah, we've got some fun stuff going on at Longevity. We've moved into our new clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite finished yet, for as you would expect, but we've still got a few, you know, decorations and so on to get up. And
yeah,
but at least we're in a nice, big, pretty place.
You know, like with any move, there's days where it'll take you longer to kind of finish it up. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, if you get a call from the office asking you to change to a phone review, please be understanding.
That's right.
We do want you to come and see. We want to show you our new place, but we want to show it to you when we're ready.
Because the front desks did not get built and installed on time. So we're working on just a couple of tables up there.
We can put temporary tables, but really want you to see the finished product.
Right, yeah. So give us a few extra weeks until the builders get everything finished built. But we really had no choice because our lease was up on the other place. We either had to move in here with it 95% finished or see you in the parking lot. And we decided the parking lot didn't have enough privacy.
So, yeah. You figure right, yeah. Okay.
No privacy simply because, you know, I got a little Tesla. I don't have a big van or something. Well, I guess we could rent moving vans to do it in. But what
we
the
could
heck?
Do lots of things, but let's not go there.
Instead, we'll see you in a clinic that is 95% finished, but not totally.
That's right. And, you know, keep listening, and we will do open house and we'll do specials as we get ready. It'll just give us a little bit more time, but certainly we are open for business. We are working. And there are a few new things that have happened at Longevity over the course of the last several weeks and months. And they're finally bearing results, and we're very excited about them. One of the things, actually, Jerry's wanted for a very long time. He's been bugging me. Dragging my feet. But here we are.
And now you're all excited about it.
Well, I was always excited about it. I just wanted to do some more due diligence, look at some other companies. And sure enough, this company that you chose was one of the better ones. Its price point was by far and away the best on the market. Mm-hmm. And they did, you know, they didn't give us any fluff, no promises other than what they just said on the website.
Yep.
Their website covers a lot of the detail. And I liked a lot of the aspects which you had pointed out to me. So for $300 now, any of our patients can come in and do this test, but it is a part of our new health analysis visit.
Yep.
So every new patient that pays $595 to do their health analysis visit and come and review their labs will do this test with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at what is happening at the genetic level? How much have you damaged those genes? What is the difference between your biological and chronological age, the APOE genetic marker, and MTHFR? Jerry, you want to tell them a little bit more about those?
Sure. But you just said the
MTHFR, yeah. Methylation.
You want to explain that to them?
Why don't you tell them?
Okay. B vitamins, especially folic acid, have to be methylated in order to become biologically active in your body. And some people, in fact, a significant number of people, have a deficiency in the ability to methylate their B vitamins. And so this is a test that lets us look at your genome and say, how efficiently do you methylate? Some people don't methylate at all. They really have a terrible problem. Others, they do it, but they do it slowly, and they're just not very efficient at it. So we are testing to see how well you methylate your B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that word methylate, because now we're going to get to the other side of methylation, the destructive side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of Dr. Mixon's rules of life and medicine, anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Methylation of your B vitamins is critical to change them so your body can use them properly. But you do not want to methylate your genome, your DNA.
Yeah.
But it happens. Okay. And so as our life goes on, there are more and more methyl groups added to and around both the genome itself and the epigenetic structures that help control which genes get turned on and off. And these methyl groups now can be measured, and they give us basically a biological clock. We expect that by age 10, you will have some modest methylation. By 15, you've got more. By 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60. So we've now got a nomogram that shows how much methylation should happen by the time you reach any particular age. Okay. And so by doing this test, we can give you a very good approximation. It's not precise to the month or anything, but it's plus or minus a couple of years. Mm-hmm. We can give you a very good approximation of, are you damaging your genome, your DNA, slower than the average, right on average, or faster than average? And so we can say that your chronologic age is, say, 55, but your DNA age might be 65. You may actually be methylating things faster. Or if you're doing all the things you should be doing and you're being treated at longevity, you, instead of a chronologic age of 55, your methylation age might be 45 or 40. Mm. And so this gives a good idea of how well you are aging. Mm-hmm. Okay. The even better part is, it turns out that by changing your lifestyle, mm-hmm. we can demethylate some of these sites. Mm-hmm. And you actually, maybe when you come in to see us the first time, your chronologic age is 60 and your methylated age is also 60. So you're right on average. And we put you on an aggressive program. We move your hormones up. We decrease your inflammation. We get you dieting a bit. We get you exercising more. We got those myokines from working muscle flooding into your system, and we decrease the amount of inflammatory cytokines being produced by the fat. And all of a sudden, even though your chronologic age is 60, now your methylated age is 50. Mm. And so we can actually make changes in the rate at which you are aging.
Yeah.
And that's really neat.
That is very exciting, actually. Remember, it's wellness is a choice. It's not chance.
It's a series of choices.
Yes, series of choices, indeed. I wish one choice, a pill, could fix it. But, hey, it's not like that.
That's right.
And that's why I tell every new patient of mine that, you know, I can provide them with the knowledge, the education, and the tools to succeed. I cannot do it for them. They yeah. have to use the tools, the prescriptions, the supplements, and the lifestyle choices. That's all theirs.
We can't do it to them or for them. We do it
with them. Yeah,
it's exactly. a joint project between you and your longevity doctor.
Exactly. We're with you for the long haul, actually.
We yeah. hope so. Yeah. Because, you know, if we slow your aging for a year or two, mm-hmm. so maybe we bought you an extra year or two.
Right.
But wouldn't it be nice to stay better than normal
yeah.
for 20, 30, 40, 50
right.
years?
I mean, what you're talking about is the aging span, the healthy span in your lifespan, as opposed to the chronic illness or the diseased part. Yeah. And so if we can increase your healthy aging lifespan, you really have more meaning in your life. Mm-hmm. And so this is what that's all about. So super excited about that. And then the other big thing is the IV therapies.
Yeah.
And those are actually really going very well. You know, you obviously want your diet to provide most of your nourishment. What your diet cannot provide you, we help you with supplements. And then sometimes either you're not able to swallow them or they're too many, or you have an acute illness, whether it's a viral illness or a GI illness, or you're planning on traveling, for whatever reason. If you need a little boost of nutrients, we can now do it for you at Longevity. We actually buy pre-prepared vials, so we're not mixing individual multi-dose vials. We have a hood, so it's safe, so that it's secure and doesn't get contaminated. So we have multiple layers of safety that we've instituted, and we've thought about it carefully. We buy pre-mixed piles that are actually more expensive, but we don't mix them in-house, and then we just mix them and prepare them when you're ready for the IV drip, after you've come into the clinic and after you're ready, and then we give you a boost. And so far, everybody has done extremely well, Jerry. My older patients, where I was initially worried, well, will I put them in congestive heart failure if they have a history? Will they become worse? None of those things. You know, I'm so cautious. I kind of get in my own way sometimes. but it has served me well over the years. And yes. So patients are doing better. They're reporting more energy. They are reporting less fatigue, increased ability to cope, better thinking, prepared for a trip, whether it's coming up, or recovering faster from a GI illness, or recovering faster from a flu. With the flu season just around the corner, I have a feeling we will see a lot of people. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that this program is available to any radio show listener or anybody that gets our social media posts or our emails. So if you're not a patient of Longevity, you can still come in and get an IV therapy. You will come and visit with a doctor. They'll ask you a few questions. You'll fill out a questionnaire. And if you're a right candidate, you can get your treatment right then.
Sounds pretty nice.
But only in Kirkland.
All right. Only in Kirkland for now.
For now, yes.
But you know, sooner or later, we'll get it out to everybody.
Yeah, we will. There's a, you know, a growth curve. If there's more demand in the other places, absolutely. Why not?
That's right. We will fill the demand.
That's right. And then the other new thing that we've been talking about quite a bit and has also become very popular is the Viasure treatments, mm-hmm. both for BPH, ED, and also now a little bit for MSK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, this is a non-surgical treatment for your enlarged prostate, so you can urinate better. And we use the same device, but with different number of pulses in a slightly different areas for men with ED. And we're getting pretty darn good results with that, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you're having ED and the pills and so on are not doing the job for you quite well enough, or if you're just a guy and you notice things are not as good as they used to be, you don't really have ED yet, but things are no longer rock hard, mm-hmm. then we can help that, too.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's not that you're unique to that. It's a common problem.
It's a very common problem. Mm-hmm. You know, 50% of men by age 50 have some degree of erectile disorder.
That's right.
And it usually starts in the 40s where things just start to soften up a little bit. They're not quite as great as they used to be. And, you know, things slowly, slowly, slowly trickle downhill. And this is just a way to intervene. And the earlier you intervene, the better results you're going to get. We don't like waiting until you have total erectile disorder. If you're non-functional at all, we can usually get some improvement, but we get the best improvement if you still got some function left.
Yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, for people who don't want to use a pill regularly and for, you know, there's no surgical option available, so this is really a very good non-surgical, no downtime, mm-hmm. Not much pain. The device has a larger head, so it basically penetrates a lot deeper, and the results are better in shorter treatments, yep. but it does require a series of treatments. So there is information on our webpage, so go to our website and you can find the information for Viasure, or if you're looking about anything else, all of this is available at our website and lmclinic.com.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're getting almost time for another break.
Yeah. Let's take another break now, and then we can talk about some other issues or use some phone calls.
We could probably use some phone calls. We're a little short of those today.
Okay. Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. We're pre-recorded this week, but we did want to feature some of our favorite phone calls. All right, let's take a phone call here talking about caffeine. Jackie from Kent is on the line. Hi there, Jackie. Thank
Hello,
you for
Jackie.
Calling in.
Hi.
How can we help?
I heard you, Dr. Mixon, say that you used a caffeine cream on your face to tighten mm-hmm. your face. So I asked Dr. Pentland for that.
You got it a little bit backwards, okay? The caffeine cream is for the pre-malignant, the things that develop skin cancers. Progesterone cream on the face is to tighten and make the skin more elastic.
Okay, so you... The benefits of caffeine cream is only
It's to help prevent skin cancer. So if you get a lot of sun exposure, using a caffeine cream on your sun exposed areas when you go out can help prevent the sun from doing the damage that can result in skin cancer later on. But if what you're looking for is prettier skin with more elasticity and fewer wrinkles, then it's the progesterone cream.
Okay.
That's what I put on my face and neck every day.
And Dr. Mixon, I know you have talked about your shaving cream. Now, does that have caffeine? Would that be something?
I buy a shaving cream that's a caffeinated shaving cream.
So a few different face creams here.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use a shaving cream anyway.
Yeah.
Because I shave every day.
There we go. And Jackie, I don't think you need that.
Do you absorb enough from a shaving cream that it can reduce?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know.
But you know, Jackie, as we're talking, I'm thinking you need to see one of my girls at Bella Medica.
Yes.
So at Bella Medica, they will do a skin analysis, and we are carrying specialty prescription creams now that are basically geared for you. And your prescription will tell you how frequently to use and what to use. There are several different kinds that the girls have now, but I would suggest if you're looking for skin improvement and skin tightening, you should see one of the, for you as a longevity patient, actually for anybody, the consult is completely free, but longevity patients get a discount on services at Bella Medica.
Okay, yes, because I used the caffeine cream and it just showed up every tiny wrinkle I had.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, it does because, the caffeine cream is not for wrinkles. That's the progesterone cream.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no. I am sorry to hear that.
Oh, my God. I'm glad
we
got that cleared out.
By the way, did you get it commercially or did you have it compounded by somebody?
I got it from... Well, Dr. Pantlin ordered it for me.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, because you asked him for caffeine cream.
Asked
I asked him for it,
So that'll prevent skin cancer.
Yes, so if you're out in the sun a lot this summer, use your caffeine cream. But if you want pretty skin, use your progesterone cream.
Okay. All right.
If you come and meet Adriana, she's our new master esthetician, she will give you a lecture about sunblock. And I promise you, everybody who comes into her orbit uses sunblock a lot.
Yes, every day.
And we actually carry a variety of sunblock now. Skin Better has one. We have Ulta MD. We have the tinted ones for people like me that are brown skin that like the tinted ones.
I like the tinted ones because I don't have brown skin.
Yeah,
well, it gives me a little color, just a tiny bit. For the sunscreen.
Interesting. We have the body screen. So there's a lot of sunscreens.
Lots of options.
Okay.
Come and speak to Adriana or any of the girls. They'll help you.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, it was a pleasure to meet you recently.
So. Oh, I love that. Yes, we value your time, your phone calls, and when you call in on the show each week, Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Samiri Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio today. And we're going to head to Auburn. We have a caller there named Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How can we help you, ma'am? We hear you just fine.
Okay. Probably about 20 years ago, I came down with H. pylori, and ever since, and it took them 6 years to figure out what was wrong with me, so in the process, it kind of destroyed my gut, and ever since then, I've been trying to get my health back, and it got my health got so bad that one day, I couldn't even get up off the couch.
Oh, dear.
Because, it was bad, and it's been bad. I've gone to all kinds of naturopaths. I've tried all kinds of antibiotics. I've tried peptides. And I cannot, and my inflammation scores are out the roof. My stress level is out the roof. And I just cannot get my stomach back to healing. So I'm really stuck. I don't know what to do.
Well, as it happens, we have one of our doctors who specializes in gut and bowel.
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Pentlin.
Yes.
And, as we age, gut and bowel problems get to be more and more of an issue. And so we have one of our doctors who, in addition to doing our standard, age-related therapies, also has a special interest in bowel. We call him our gut guy.
The gut guy, Dr. Ken Fentland.
Yeah, so. He's actually really very good. He's with us in the Kirtland Clinic. And for all longevity patients, it's an added benefit that we can ask him for a consultation without any additional charge for our patients. I've used that several times, and my patients will go to him. And this gentleman that I sent to him recently is doing so much better after consulting with him and following his advice and doing the testing and taking the supplements that he recommended. So, and he's going to join us on the radio show here coming in the next few weeks. Jerry, I don't know exactly when, but he will be here. So, I mean, you have a couple of options. I'm not the gut expert, and I will admit that freely. So I don't know what to tell you. Is there something that we might be able to do? I'm not sure. We'll only know when we meet you.
You probably ought to come in and get the HA appointment at least.
Yeah.
And do the testing and see what we can maybe we can help.
If you come to the Kirkland Clinic, you can ask for Dr. Pentland, given that you have a GI preference, and I'm sure we'll be able to accommodate that.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
And good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Very good, Catherine.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
You're on the air, Jim.
Welcome.
Thousands of people are listening with bated breath to hear your every word, so go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Please. That's sweet.
How can we help you, Jim?
So I recently learned that omegas affect your testosterone level. And I was wondering how much omega affects how much testosterone.
Okay. Well, not a lot, quite frankly, and it depends on how much omega you're taking. The average American doesn't have nearly enough omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. But omega-3s, fats, are high calorie, 9 calories per gram, as opposed to 7 calories per gram for carbohydrates, right? And so it is, you know, it is a high-calorie food. But if you're only eating 1,000 milligrams a day, that is less than 1 ounce, 36 grams per ounce. So 1,000 milligrams is 1 gram. That's 1/36 of an ounce. All right.
Okay.
So you're not gonna get a whole lot of fat there. Omega-3s do lower testosterone slightly, but not nearly as much as the fat on our bellies or in our bellies. Abdominal fat contains an enzyme called aromatase that converts testosterone to estrogen. And that's one of the big problems we get with significantly overweight men, is their testosterones tend to be quite low and their estrogens tend to be relatively high, because their abdominal fat is actually turning their testosterone into estrogen. And the estrogen is shifting their metabolism towards more fat. And so it's not the omegas you need to worry about, okay? It's any jiggle on your belly or your butt is what you got to worry about.
Okay, so I got plenty of that.
So. All right. So fix
it. And yeah, I'm trying. That's what I'm calling. I'm trying.
Okay, good for you.
So like my fish oil that I take, what is it, a tablespoon of fish oil or whatever it is every day, that shouldn't affect testosterone level.
No, it should not. If you're taking a full tablespoon of fish oil, though, you're getting a lot. Five cc's, that's basically almost 5 grams, four point something grams per teaspoon. Tablespoon's what, 2.5 times a teaspoon? So you're up around 10 grams of fat. Now, if it's real fish oil, it's only about 30% of that is omega-3s. Okay.
Okay.
So you've still got about 3 grams of omega-3s in that tablespoon.
Are there easier ways to take that, Dr. Mixon?
Well, again, you can take the capsules, but some people don't like to swallow the pills.
Which is why
the oils.
Okay.
And if you get the citrus flavored or the lemon flavored, it really doesn't taste bad at all. So you can do the spoons. Just remember now, instead of a 35th of an ounce, you're taking a 10th of an ounce. It's still not a whole lot.
I'm I'm sorry, it's not a tablespoon, it's 2 teaspoons.
Okay. Oh, so even less.
Yeah,
than a
it's
tablespoon.
A little less.
Right, so I just load up a tablespoon because I don't want to spill, right? I load up a tablespoon to spill.
Okay, sounds all right, yeah.
But you know, Jerry, the other point here is that older men do lose their testosterone normally anyways.
Yes, it drops 1% to 2% per year after 35.
Yeah.
So testosterone is going down. When we look at men over 60, the typical man is going to have a total testosterone in the range of 200 to 250, compared to the 18-year-old boy who has a typical testosterone of 1,000 to 1,200.
Wow.
Okay, so it's down about 80% from his youth. So by 60, your testosterone level is 80% lower than it was when you were a late adolescent. That shows. So if we really want your testosterone up, we've got to do things to get it up.
Yeah.
Mine must be about 75 because I'm creeping in on 60. So.
All right. Yeah. Well,
also,
we can fix that.
Fish oil things, when I take the whatever the capsules, you know, I get it like acid reflux.
Yeah, and, you know, I tell people, if you're going to do omegas and if you got any reflux, take it with food. Yeah. I mean, it's designed to be in fish. It's designed to be in your food. So taking it with your food halfway through a meal works just fine.
Ah, okay.
There's no problem there.
All right.
Music says we got to go, my friend, but thank you so much for the call.
Jim.
Take care, bye.
Right on.
All right. Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. We're pre-recorded this week, but we did want to feature some of our favorite phone calls. And we have John calling in. Good morning, John, calling from Vancouver.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for
good morning.
How can we help, military
sir?
Service.
Yes.
Question on boron.
Okay, what about it?
Seems to fix everything, but... growing your hair and increasing your testosterone.
But no. In fact, it has a slight estrogenic effect, in fact. So.
What is boron, Dr. Mixon?
Boron is it's an element. It's, you know, like oxygen, hydrogen.
I'll have to look at my iron periodic table and see where that is.
Yeah, boron, it's a mineral, and it's important for bone growth. It helps absorption of vitamin D. It improves wound healing.
Mm.
But it does have a mild estrogenic effect, and it can actually raise estrogen levels a bit, too. So
in men and women, or just across the board?
Humans.
Okay, humans. All right.
Yeah.
I'm in that group.
All right, the humans, yes. Most of my callers are human. I have very few lizard calls, which is why they fall into the categories of men and women. Only those two exist among human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens.
As of today.
Oh, gosh, you guys.
Exactly right.
They're having too much fun.
Oh, too much fun today.
Yes.
But that's what women are for, isn't it? Oh, never mind. I didn't say that.
Jeez.
Okay. So boron.
The look on my face was probably priceless.
It was pretty priceless.
Say what? Hey, Jerry, boron.
Yes,
we use it in our clinic
to
see if we can help lower sex hormone binding globulin, which case it would actually increase testosterone levels. But then, you know, estrogen comes from testosterone, right?
Yes.
So if it metabolizes, it would increase estrogen as well. So it's the metabolic pathways that it continues on. But temporarily, it could potentially increase free testosterone levels.
Recommendation is that people with estrogen-sensitive cancers should probably not take boron as a supplement.
Okay.
That's the only real counterindication for boron that I'm aware of. But for most things, you know, wound healing, et cetera, it's a great compound and helps you absorb vitamin D, helps get your bones stronger. So,
yeah, with cancer, it's a whole different ball game. And unfortunately, because everybody gets a little scared, we hear our colleagues in general medicine and oncology tell us not to give any supplements to patients that have cancer.
Which is just silly. Because there are a lot of supplements that are anti-cancer supplements. Now, the antioxidants, on the other hand, might interfere with some chemotherapy.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's the problem. There are chemotherapies that depend on producing free radicals to kill the cancer. And antioxidants tend to sop up free radicals. And so if you are getting, you know, aggressive chemotherapy that depends on free radical formation to kill your cancer, then yes, while you're on the chemo, you should avoid supplements that are antioxidants. So vitamin C, vitamin E, all of these things need to be avoided for that brief period of time. On the other hand, antioxidants, once you are through your chemotherapy and you're trying to keep a new cancer from forming, they're just fine.
Okay. Does that help you, John? Answer your question about boron?
What is it that you recommend for people who have cancer? I've got a brother that just got cured of cancer. Well, he shoved some beads. He had liver cancer. And he shoved some, radioactive beads up his foot, through his foot, up to his liver, and hit it with microwave, and did two of those, and knocked out, totally wiped out the cancer. So is there any supplement that he should take after that?
Well, the primarily... liver enzyme producing supplements, and there are several of them out there. You want to do this? You're sitting there nodding your head. Yes.
With the liver, remember it's a detox organ. So you want to be able to have that function of detoxicity. So I like to give acetyl L-carnitine type things and a lot of other nutrients for the liver that he may not be getting otherwise. The question here is, why did he get liver cancer? It's not that common. Is he malnourished? Is he an alcoholic? Does he, what happened to him?
Or does he have hepatitis C in his history?
Do you know, John?
No, neither one of those.
Neither one of those.
Just
none of those.
Bad luck.
Okay. So if he's still under active treatment, they will want to control the supplements he's taking. If he's finished, then I would give him a whole host of nutrients, vitamin B, vitamin D, and I'd like to do protein powders. They have amino acids. They have nutrients in them because he's going to need the nourishment.
Yep. Because the radiation just beats the heck out of him.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll sure recommend that because he just got cleared Friday on it. So
good.
Very good. Good news.
I never heard of it. But to go up through the foot and shove these things, these beads into the liver is just amazing. But the cancer was too close to the diaphragm to operate on.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I am not a oncologist, and I am not up on liver cancer therapies. So,
but hey, if it worked,
it works.
That's good.
I'm all in favor.
John, hey, thank you so much for your question.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Great day.
Take care, sir. Bye bye.
All right.
Yeah, but boron. Remember, we use boron simply because it helps with prostate health, and it does help improve testosterone levels. And now, yes, testosterone will be converted
into estrogen. In overweight people, it gets converted to estrogen.
But in our clinic, it's not an issue for us because we're monitoring the estrogen conversion.
We measure it carefully.
And also now, as the science is changing, estrogen in older men is actually quite beneficial for them too. So there's a lot of things over here to take into consideration. A great question.
Yes, thank you, John. We're featuring some of our favorite phone calls for you as well this week. We'll be live back in the studio next week.